Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart.
Hey guys, I hope you guys are doing well out there tonight, wherever you guys are. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. You know, sit back and relax with me for a little while, if you don't mind, just sit back. I'm going to start things off with one of my songs, and I hope you guys like it. I'm just getting everything together. Those are IG, what's going on? Reverend Dr. G. Wright, it's good to see you guys here. With me, come live on Facebook as well, and I'm also coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys are encouraged today, and all the stuff you've gone through and dealing with. Coming to you live. Okay, so I had to fix that up. So, guys, tonight I'm going to get things started with this talk, and I hope it blesses you. You know, since I'm playing on Facebook Live, there's something I can't play over there. I can play over here. But I hope this song touches your heart. I'm just gonna let it play just a little bit. guys like that. That was Consecrated for You. That's from our project, All Things Are Possible. And I'm so grateful today that God is here. There were two or three gathered in the day. So, sing that song just started. Thank you. Thank you, Lion. I'm glad you heard it. Pretty good day. See you guys. That's my prayer tonight, that God will be consecrated, that God will consecrate me for his glory. So I decrease that God might increase in me. You know, for some, you know, I said the scripture before, I'm going to read it. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In the NIV version, it says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Each day as I experience life and as I say, okay, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And as I move in this new phase in my life, this new day, you know, I'm reminded that there's some things that I've got to do. There's some things I've got to do in order to keep on. I can move beyond where I am. I got to move past where I've been and where I am so that I can move forward. You know, so guys, you know, I don't care who you are, what you're wearing or what, you know, I want to tell you something about social media. Social media will make someone look like they're rich. Social media will make people think, oh, you have a little bit more than what you do have. But let me tell you something. Don't be focused by that. Don't be dismayed by what you see, but be focused on what the Lord has called you to do. You know, so I talk with some people, and sometimes people get social media mixed up with the real thing. It's a social media. Some things are real, and some things are what it is, social media. But it says right here, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to taking hold of it. See, sometimes, guys, we're looking at people, we're saying, this person looks like they have it together. We look at that, this person, we say, that person looks like they have everything together. They don't have any problems. Woe is me. I'm going through the worst situation in my entire life. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you tonight that guess what? You haven't gone through the worst. You haven't gone through the worst things. Guess what thing? Guess what? Someone else has gone through the worst. Yeah, I think about Jesus. The fact that Jesus gave his life for us while we were yet sinners. He gave his life. He died for us. Christ died for you. He died for me. He gave his life. Some people saying crucify him, crucify him. Even with what we have right now, it's still better than what some people have in third world countries. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to take hold of it. See, sometimes we walk around and we act as if we've taken a hold of it. Yes, I have arrived. Brother, sister, you have not arrived yet. You think you have. And if you think you have, you're disillusioned. But then, what are you arriving for? What do you think you have arrived for? Because the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let me tell you this. That song, the hymn, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, full in his wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Don't get it twisted. You might think you have it. You might think you have arrived, but listen to this. I'm here to tell you, you haven't arrived yet. You might think you arrived for what you think you arrived for. Listen, one day we're going to stand before our Creator and give an account of everything we've done here on this earth. So what are we going to do? Are we going to listen? Are we going to learn what God wants us to do? Paul says right here, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Now I want you guys to remember who Paul was. Saul. Because of the version of Paul. Saul. Educated man. Educated. Probably persecuted, killed, and everything before he had his Damascus Road experience, his life-changing experience with God. And he says this, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Let me tell you something, guys. Sometimes we get stuck. We thinking, you know, let's move forward. We think we get, because I'm sure that he always had people reminding him, don't you remember all these people that we can't listen to you? He had all these other Christians killed and persecuted and killed. But he said, I haven't arrived yet, but this one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. See, sometimes, guys, we have to get to the point where we say, I'm going to forget what is behind me. And to him, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Does it mean I'm perfect? No. But it means that I've made a decision, a conscious decision to follow Jesus. You know, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, what happens when we want to move forward? We want to move forward, but we can't because we have all these things going on behind us. But sometimes, guys, we have to get to a place where we say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself for what I've done against God. I forgive you for what you've done against me. And sometimes, guys, we have to continue to remind ourselves. We have to continue to remind ourselves, yes, I have to forgive that person. As I forgive myself. And I'm going to keep on moving forward. Let me read a little bit with some of the comments here. Dr. T says this, I count not myself to have apprehended because I do not claim to have full understanding of everything I've done. Profound. Yeah. What I've done or experienced. I count not myself to have apprehended. I haven't gotten that to that place yet. I have not gotten to that place where I think that I'm supposed to be. I have not considered myself yet to have taken hold of it. In other words, I have not taken hold of it. In other words, I have not reached that destination that you might think I have done. Oscar says, life and choices and making the right choice by always putting God at the forefront. Yeah, thank you, Oscar. That's a good point. Good point. Good evening, Brian. Good evening, Brian. You know, I'm going to tell you this tonight. You know, I think that whole thing about sometimes, you know, we come on social media, we see people's pictures, we think, oh, they've made it, they're doing it, they've apprehended, I'm right here, I'm going through this. No, you need to focus on God and focus on what God has called you to do. You do that. Stop focusing on or thinking what I have. Listen. I've seen so many people pass away. I'm encouraging you guys who are out there, make a will, make a living will. Leave an inheritance for your children, your children's children. If you have any children yet, leave something for someone to take care of your family. You know, listen, guys, when these people who passed away, they didn't take anything with them. They left here the way they came. And while we're still here, let us live this life with all humility so God can get the glory in everything that we say and in everything that we do. What's going on, brother Damien? What's going on, Pastor Damien? My brother came on, my little brother came on here. You know, so tonight I'm talking about the title of actually is Moving Beyond, Moving Past, and Moving Forward. You know, and kind of got off, but I'm letting the Lord use me the way he's going to use me tonight. You know, but my brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. We've got to get to a place, guys, where we say, you know, I'm going to let the past be what it is, the past. You know, the accuser of the brethren, the enemy will always come and throw everything at you. Everything at me. You know, throw everything at us. But, you know, we have to get to that point where we say, Lord, thank you for the blood that covers a multitude of sins. Thank you for saving me, Lord. You know, forgetting. You know, Paul says, forgetting what is behind. If we can get to that point where we can reconcile, Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for forgiving me. Forgive yourself and move forward and do what God has called you to do. I might not have made it. Yeah, but Oscar says the blood still works. Amen. The blood, yes, it does. Amen. The blood still works. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, plead the blood. Plead the blood. You know, you know, and just move and do what God has called you to do. But we got to get to a place where we reconcile within ourselves and say, look, I forgive me. Some of us were saying, God, please move in my life. But then we don't want to do anything different. No change, no change. Without change, there can be no change. So if you're complaining today, if you're complaining and fussing and doing all those different things because, you know, woe is me and the violins come out and they start playing the violin and the D bass, boom, 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 and play, and the pianist come and play, start playing some minor chords, you know, woe is me. Listen, guys, we have a race to run. We have a calling to fulfill. And we've got to get to the point where we say, you know what, Lord God, I have decided to follow you. So I'm going to stand flat-footed on the word of God. And I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus, for keeping me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And I'll do this thing that you called me to do with all humility, for I realize that there's nothing I can do within myself without the Holy Spirit. You know, and I love this thing about what Paul's saying. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. I haven't made it. I haven't made it yet. But there's one thing I do. Forgetting what behind. And sometimes, guys, we're saying, Lord, 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 help me, help me, help me. But we can't get beyond that because we cannot, or we're not allow ourselves to move beyond our past. Forgetting what's behind. How many of you guys know that sometimes what God's trying to take you, trying to take everyone else with you, trying to take your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousins, you're trying to take everyone with you. And sometimes, and at this time, it might be time when you've got to walk that road and you've got to trust God for yourself. You've got to forget what is behind and move forward. You've got to move beyond that and move forward. I'm gonna get to your message. Thank you for sharing, Dr. T. I'm gonna get to that. You know, and we just gotta get to that point where we say, okay, forgetting what's behind. And sometimes, guys, there might be some things that you say, you know what, Lord, I need this. This is what I need in this season. This is what I want. God might be saying, I need you to leave that behind right now. Because what I have for you is better than what you think you're holding on to. Whew. Sometimes, guys, we're holding on to things and we're holding on to beliefs. We're holding on to things. And God might be saying, I just want you to come. I just want you to lay that thing down. Guys, I'm going to tell you this is a true story, all right? I used to go to the mountains a lot when I was in my 20s, and I went to a mountain. One of my play brothers was getting married, and brother and play sister. Yeah, I had some play brothers and play sisters, you know. And I remember I went away for a retreat to spend some time with God. And it was time for me to go so I could be in the, so I could go to the wedding and God, like, no, not yet. I felt, each time I got ready to leave, like, nah, I want you to spend some time. Like, I want you to sit right here. And I want you to sit right here and be right here with me. And I thought, like, man, you know, so by the time I was on my way there, I was like, man, I've missed this wedding. Let me tell you guys, I went to the wedding. The bride had left the father had left the bride's gown probably about an hour away in the city. And we're in northern Atlanta area. And by the time I got there, they were still waiting. I was there in time to fill in for one of the groomsmen who had to leave. We were the same size. I was in the wedding. I was right there on time. But the point of that story is that I was holding on. What's going on, Brother Ben? I was holding on to what I thought I was going to lose. But I trusted God. I said, okay, God, I'm going to seek him. I'm going to be obedient. And I got there. And it was an amazing time. It was an amazing time, right at the right time. You know, tonight I'm at the part about forgetting what's behind. You know, in that case, you know, what was in front of me was, this is my goal. This is what I want to do. And God was like, no, I want you to sit here. I want you to stay right here. I want you to focus on me. And because of my obedience, I got there in time for the wedding and was in the wedding. And everything worked out the way it's supposed to work out. So what happens when we forget what's behind us? When we say, you know, Lord, I'm gonna stop holding on to what I think I want, and I'm going to just say, I'm going to follow you, because what you have for me is better. It's better. It's better. Here's this. Get thee behind me, Satan, can be interpreted in a new way in light of your insightful and anointed words. It means let the past bury its dead and focus on what God has in store for us in the future. Do not be crippled by the past, but trust and believe God, that God is still working through you despite your past deeds or misdeeds. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. T. That's so correct. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. T. You know, it's a nice message. Entitled Moving Beyond, Moving Past, Moving Forward. You know, but we have to get beyond that part of allowing our past to keep us from moving forward and from crippling us, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Sometimes, guys, we've got to press. And if you're lifting weights and you say, Lord, I can't lift any more weights. I can't press anymore. And, you know, you just got to keep pressing. You got to keep pressing. And sometimes, guys, we get into that place where we say, I'm tired of pressing. But I say, Lord, thank you for giving me the grace to keep on and to press on and do what you call me to do. So not only do we forget what's behind us, we got to press sometimes. We got to press forward. We got to strain toward the mark. We have to strain. We have to strain toward what is ahead. See, sometimes we get off focus because we're seeing it. It looks like this person is going through that. That person has this. This person has that, and I don't have this. How about being thankful and saying, thank you, Lord, for what you blessed me with? Because there's someone out there who does not have what I have. There's someone out there who does not have what you have. So instead of complaining, say, thank you, Lord. It's hard for a lot of people. And don't be twisted when you see what it looks like or appears that people have on Facebook. You don't know their struggle. You don't know what they've been through. And then let us not be jealous or envious of people who it appears that they've made it. We don't know what they've gone through. We don't know how many times they've struggled, how many times they've given up, how many times. But they kept on doing what God had called them to do. Now, God will make a way when there seems to be no way. God will make a way. Hey, what's up, Trina? What's up, Friska? Daisy, what's going on? You know, so tonight, moving beyond, moving past, moving forward, I was coming to you from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Listen, I had this whole thing right here. God's taking this in a different direction. But, you know, and this is all. So, guys, forget what's behind you. Strain toward what is ahead. Strain means to press. Take it step by step. What happens when you have this big task? You keep on looking at the mountain. You say, let me just focus on God. Let me just focus on God. Let me take a step. What can I do? You see, sometimes God just wants to see if you are willing to take a step. Sometimes God just wants to see if you're willing to believe. Are you willing to say, you know, Lord, you're speaking this to my heart. You're saying this to me. So I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to believe you, and I'm going to go ahead and walk and do what you call me to do. Let me trust you. Trina says, God will make a way. Amen. Yeah, Trina, God will make a way. And sometimes, guys, we've got to press. Sometimes it's not going to be easy. Sometimes our flesh will not want to cooperate with us. Jesus went back to the Lord. Jesus, Father, you know, do you really want me to give my life? Let pray. And he's like, pray for me. Some disciples, they were asleep. They were knocked out. He prayed, he pressed, he pressed, he pressed, he pressed, he pressed. Guess what? Sometimes, guys, we've got to press. Sometimes it's not going to be easy. But just think about that thing that you want the most. Whether you're looking for a $20 bill that you couldn't find, or you're looking for something because you need this thing to go over here to do this and to do that, you might turn your whole house around. But sometimes when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to doing things that God might want us to do, sometimes we don't press. I give up. If we really want, guess what? We're going to fight for it. You're going to look for a way to get to. You're going to look for a way. You're going to look for opening. You're going to pray for it. You're going to press, press, press. Pressing toward the mark. Straining toward what is ahead. Not going back. See, sometimes we go back. We go down the street, around the corner, underneath the bridge, to the left. You know, we do all that stuff. And God's saying, look at this. Move forward. And sometimes, guys, that whole thing about forgetting what is behind. In other words, you're not going to allow those things that happened in the past to keep you from doing what God has called you to do, to keep you from moving forward. Okay, someone didn't talk to you. Are you going to hold that for 40 years? Okay, someone didn't give you what you wanted. Are you going to hold that and keep and hold on to that bitterness for so many years that you don't move forward? See, sometimes, guys, we're holding on to things as if those things happened yesterday. And we can't see God. We can't move forward because we're holding on to the past. And when we don't forget, now I'm going to tell you this. It says forgetting what is behind. In other words, you're not allowing those things to keep you from moving forward. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And what can help you as you strain? Letting go of some things, persons, places, and things. Let go of memories of some places, some things, and all those different things so you can move forward, so you can strain. How many of you guys are ready to just move forward and do what God has called you to do? And really, honestly, it's about someone's going to get it as long as someone is touched. It might not, the word says, when two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst, right? So as long as someone is getting a message, as long as someone is being touched, that's the most important thing. I'm going to ask you guys to share this on your pages. You know, here we go. So he says this. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal. I press on toward what? The goal. To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I press. I press. You're straining forward. I press with everything that's within you. You know, you might be going through a whole bunch of things. You might be feeling like you're being hit from the left or from the right. But I'm going to encourage you tonight to press. I'm going to encourage you tonight not to give up hope. I'm going to encourage you to say, Lord, I believe. Even though I'm seeing what I see, I believe. I press toward what? I press on toward the goal. So you got to know what you're pressing toward. What is your focus? Is your focus on Jesus? Is your focus on God? Is your focus on what you believe he's going to give you in this life? What is your focus? What is your goal? Because what are you pressing toward? Pressing toward going toward the cliff. So you got to know where your goal is. You have to know your goal. And moving forward and moving beyond, you got to know your goal. What are you pressing toward? What are you pressing toward? What are you living for? What are you working toward? What What are you doing and why? You know, I think that Diana Ross song, do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life are showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? You know, so if you're pressing, you got to know what you're pressing toward. You've got to know what you're pressing toward. I'm pressing toward what? The goal. Are you pressing toward the goal? Pressing toward your goal tonight. And why are you pressing toward the goal? To win what? To win the prize. Do you know what you're doing and why you're doing it? Do you know why you're worshiping God? Do you know what your faith is? Are you exercising that faith? Or are you just walking aimlessly through life? I'm pressing. What are you pressing toward? So you have to know what you're pressing toward. You're going to forget what's behind you. You're going to press. You're going to strain moving toward what is ahead. Because you're trying to get to your what? Goal. But do you know what your goal is? What is your goal in life? And no one can answer that for you but you. No one can answer what is the goal, your goal for you, for your life, except you. Press toward the goal to win the prize, to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You've got to know your goal. For which God has called me heavenward. You're trying to get to heaven, right? You want to go to heaven. We want to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? What has God called you to do? Then are you doing it? Are you spreading light wherever you are? Are you giving hope wherever you are? If you're a dancer, dance. If you're a cook, cook. If you're a nurturer, nurture. If you're a teacher, teach. If you're a dancer, dance. If you're an actor, act. Use your gifts. But the end goal should be to do what God has called us to do, to win the prize for which God has called me, he's called you, heavenward in Christ Jesus. The prize to do what God has called us to do, to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't want to just live. I don't want to just exist. I want to do what God has called me to do and to do it well as I can. And it's not about being national. No, but I believe God for what he's going to do in my life. But you reach the person or the people that you're supposed to reach. Whether it's in your home, or your block, your city, in your region, on this coast, in the United States, whatever continent you might go to, you reach the people you're supposed to reach. You know, moving forward. How many guys are ready to move forward? How many of you guys are ready to move forward? So tonight I spoke from my heart what God placed on my heart to speak. This was not what I was going to preach, but I feel led right here. Do you think you've made it? Brothers, I count not myself to have apprehended. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, Straining toward what is ahead. Straining. Be willing to let things go so you can do what God has called you to do. And sometimes, guys, you know, one thing I talk to people and I've heard people tell me, which I'm going to share with you, is that you've got to protect your peace. And in protecting your peace, sometimes, guys, you got to let some people go. Setting some healthy boundaries, let some people go. But it's one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straying toward what is ahead. I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You know, guys, it's not enough just to shout hallelujah. You got to do what God has called you to do. You have to have that relationship with God. And we've got to get to a point where we say, you know what, Lord, let me forget what's behind. Let me strain for what is ahead. Then let me press toward the mark, press toward the goal, to win the prize. How many guys are willing to press? How many guys are willing tonight to say, Lord, I'm going to press on and do what you called me to do. I'm going to move beyond where I'm, and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to move beyond the hurt. I'm going to move beyond the pain. I'm going to focus on God and move forward. I think about a song, you move forward. Move on. You know, it's such a beautiful song. And guys, we've got to get to that point where we say, Lord, I'm going to move forward. So wherever you are, in this video, if you are willing to move forward and you are ready to move forward, then just tell the Lord, yes, Lord, I'm ready to move forward. People are going to always talk. You can't worry about that. And things you can't control, you can't worry about that. Let us stay future-focused. Let us stay God-focused. Let us focus on God. Let us focus on what he's called us to do. Then let's do it. Let's do it. Those who've come through, I appreciate you guys for coming through. Please share this broadcast on your pages. I don't know who's still with me, but I appreciate those who came through. I really, really, really do. I really, really do. And let me ask a question. Those who are here, what do you believe in God for in your life? What do you believe in God for in your life in this season? You're like, what do you believe in God for? And sometimes, guys, some seasons you're going to be by yourself. Some seasons you're going to be on this road. But are we really by ourselves? No, God is right there with us. Jesus is right there. But we got to move forward. So I'm encouraging you guys to rededicate yourself to God. Rededicate yourself to what God has called you to do. Then do what he's called you to do. Forget what is behind. Move forward. Strain. Then press toward the mark. Press toward the goal. Dr. Chi says, I believe that he made me for a purpose, and I am in constant search to realize and fulfill the promise of his purpose. Amen. And he will show you, Dr. Chi. You know, listen, God is probably using you right where you are right now. God is using you right where you are right now. Amen, Dr. Chi. Amen, Dr. That's right, Dr. T. Stig, I believe that he is not through with you. That's right. But listen, you can't change the past. Sometimes we make excuses, right? Sometimes we make excuses for not moving forward. Oh, this is my excuse. It's hard for me. I can't get beyond this. So it becomes an excuse sometimes. then sometimes it's the fear. Sometimes it's the fear. You really want me, you know, want me to do what? Well, I'm not used to living like that. You want me to do what, Lord? Ah! Yes, trust. Throw that net on it into the deep. Throw it into the water. Throw it. You might say, Lord, I've done that before. I'm not trying to do that again. Throw it in trust and believe. Trust and believe. You know, I hope something said, spoken tonight, has encouraged you in your walk. You know, I just want to encourage you. Just allow the Lord to lead and guide you. Don't make it harder than it is. God will show you. God will show you. He will show you. I believe everything Dr. T said, I believe that everything I have gone through brings me to exactly where he wants me to be on path to my destiny. Amen. Amen, Dr. T. Amen. Amen. You know, and just at this point, guys, listen, either we hold on and we don't move forward, or we decide, you know what, I'm going to trust you, Lord, and we move forward. In order to move beyond, forget what's behind you. And if you think that you've made it already, again, you're disillusioned. Wake up. We existed before here, but we are here on this earth for a purpose. So let's do that. You want to fulfill, if you really want to fulfill what God has called you to do, in its entirety, and be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I'm following you. I might be hurting, I'm following you. I might be in pain, but I'm following you. Where there might be some fear, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to allow that fear to keep me from moving forward. Do we hold on to all these things? Do we let those things go? Let those things go and move forward. Do what God has called you to do. Press. If you can run, run. If you need to walk, walk. If you skip, skip. If you have to roll, roll. If you have to inch away, inch. Just do the best that you can do and trust and believe God to bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. But forgive people. So you can move forward. You know, and listen, it takes some time for healing. Healing will take place, but guess what? You can move beyond where you are right now. Stay heaven focused. We're here for a season. So I just hope that you guys are encouraged tonight by this message. And I just spoke from my heart tonight. I didn't even look at, preach from my notes. But I just want to say God bless you. I just want to say thank you guys for coming through. Look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday. Please share this on your pages. I appreciate those who've sown into my ministry. Cash App, Dr. G. Wright, money sign, DRGWRIJHT. Thank you. God bless you. You know, if you check my music, look for G Wright on iTunes, Amazon. You can on Amazon. You can get my book, A Poet's Heart. Just look for Reverend Dr. G Wright. God bless you. Bless you guys. And listen, if you want to rededicate yourself to the Lord right now, just say, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. You know, please come into my heart. Please dwell in my heart and in my life. Please use me for your glory. Please show me your way and lead and guide me. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, rededicate yourself. You know, and listen, guys, things happen for a reason, for a purpose. Trust God. trust the process. Know that God will bring you through whatever it is that you might be experiencing. I'm going to wish you guys a good night. Say God bless you. I look forward to talking with you guys again really, really soon. God bless you and have a good night.